AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, skating and skills coach for the Chicago Wolves Hockey Club. Tonight's program is about the life and times of Eddie Shore. My guest for tonight is his son, Eddie Shore Jr. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for granting this interview to start with, and I know that you don't do many interviews, and it's just a privilege to be speaking about your father for an hour, and I want to go back to the early days in the 20s and the 30s throughout this program, but I want to start off with, he started very late in the game, but he developed to be one of the greatest players.
That's what I understand.
Well, I mean, obviously, he was the Bobby Orr of his time with rushing the puck. As Milt Schmidt once said, he was one of the first guys to go down the middle with it instead of down the sideboard.
Right. And Milt was right there.
Yeah. And were you ever able to watch him play?
In answer to your question, yes. Do I remember? No.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was in Boston, I left Boston when I was in 1939. And I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So I had gone to the games, but I don't remember much about it. And then in Springfield, when he bought the team in Springfield, I went to a lot of games. But again, I don't remember specifically watching. I went to the games, saw the games, but I didn't, you know, really pay that much attention mm-hmm. to what Eddie Shore was doing or what anybody else was doing for that matter. No, I was, you know, like 9 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Ted, many say that he was known to put professional hockey on the American map way back in the 20s.
Well, it would seem that way because there was a lot of teams that wanted him to play in their building.
Mm-hmm.
And because he drew people. I mean, he was tough, but he was good. And he didn't back down from anything, and he put people in the building. So, the owners wanted him to play in their building.
So he knew what his worth was throughout the league, not only with the Boston Bruins.
True, true. That makes sense.
He was the gate. I mean, when you talk about today's times of the Sidney Crosbys and the Ovechkins today, they are the gate. Your father was the gate in the 20s and the 30s.
I would say that's a correct statement.
And he was getting paid pretty darn good back in those times.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I wonder if he ever shared that with any other hockey players at the time.
No, I think he saved it because he spent a lot of money getting Springfield going.
So he kept that he kept it quiet to himself and
yeah.
Probably kept that secret away from Art Ross.
Yes. Yes.
No, I would understand that because and today we all know that the salaries are all public knowledge, but in the older days and the older era, it was a kept secret.
Right. I was reading an article the other day about Eddie Shore was a dirt farmer, and he made more money as a dirt farmer in the off season than he did when he was playing hockey. That's what the article said. I'm not saying it's true or not, but that's what the article said. I have no reason to doubt it.
And there's not much written about your father. I mean, there is. I mean, we can Google things today and find things out about him as a player and an owner. And there's very little footage on him, but there's a lot of myth behind this man.
This is true. A lot of things that people say he did or didn't do, or sometimes have a little bit of truth to him, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ted, I was saying that he was the Bobby Orr of his time with the rushing of the puck, maybe a little bit of Doug Harvey in him also, but he was also, before Gordie Howe's time, he was a mean man.
He was tough.
Mm-hmm.
He used to say, "I ask no quarter, I give no quarter. I don't play dirty till you do, and when you do, I can play dirtier."
Wow. Teddy was the first player to wear a helmet in the National League, and his body was abused during his career. He suffered 5 broken jaws, 14 broken noses. He had just under 1,000 stitches to his face, lost all his teeth, a fractured back, hip, and collarbone. I would say he paid the price.
I would say that's absolutely true.
Did you see him suffer later on in life with that amount of injuries?
No, he didn't seem to. He was still able to skate in his 70s.
I didn't know that.
Yep, he skated in his 70s. He played played a great game of golf. He was a scratch golfer.
That's great.
I'm not saying he didn't hurt now and then, but he just said, "That's it, I'm doing it."
Talking about golf, Ted, I read an article that when he was in his 70s, there was an older gentleman on the tee box in the practice range area that was giving lessons on balance, and it happened to be your father when he was in his 70s.
I don't doubt that at all.
He said the same thing. I read about this pro at this one golf course that was talking about your father giving lessons on balance, and he was really, really sure of himself, about 14 inches in width, he says, not only for a hockey stride, but also for a golf swing.
Right.
So,
that's exactly right, because I remember being on the range with him, because I did play a lot of golf with him,
mm-hmm.
and we won a couple of tournaments together. And it was, he was, everything, his whole thing, everything was balance. Was balance, whether it was on the ice, boxing,
mm-hmm.
or talking to you, or playing golf. It was balance.
And he was quite an athlete.
Yes, he was.
Beyond the game of hockey.
Yes. He did very well in golf, and he also played some baseball when he was younger.
Okay.
In Edmonton. I don't remember the specifics, but I know he played baseball, and he didn't do too badly.
And he probably wasn't called the Edmonton Express at that time until he started skating.
I think that's right. I think that's right, because he played in Edmonton back in, 24, 25,
mm-hmm.
25, 26, in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Boston in 26.
Yep, and he spent most of his career with Boston until his last year with the New York Americans.
Right. You want to hear that story?
Sure.
In 1939, he was going to be 37 in November, because his birthday's in November. And the American Hockey League, it started in 1936, and they took the franchise in Springfield. The Springfield Indians was owned by Lucien Garneau from Quebec. Well, Lucien was a nice guy, but he wasn't a businessman. And he ended up, the league took over the franchise during the 38-39 season.
Okay.
So the league said, Ed found this out. I don't know how he found this out, and said, maybe this would be good. I'm getting older, and maybe I could buy this franchise and play a little bit and run the building, run the franchise, and all that kind of stuff, which he did do. So he bought the franchise from the league. Now, this is 1939. I don't know how much. I've heard $45,000. I've heard $85,000. I don't know how much it was.
Mm-hmm.
But he bought the franchise, and he ran the building, because he leased the building from October 1st to May 30th from the Eastern States Exposition because it was a cattle barn. However, I have to digress here because he played, there was professional hockey here in Springfield since 1926. That was in the Can-Am League, the Canadian-American League, mm-hmm. from 26 to 36 when the American League started. Then, so Boston, the Bruins, said, you got to play for us. He said, I'm playing for Springfield. I'll play for you when I can.
Ted, can we hold that thought for a second here?
Sure.
Because we're going to return after these messages. And I want to get, go back in time talking about the Ace Bailey incident once we come back, and then we will talk about the Springfield days.
Can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. There's police activity in South Elgin at the 700 block of Pleasant Drive. In the downtown area, earlier police activity on the Michigan Avenue Bridge over the Chicago River. On the south side, police on scene at 117th and Sangamon. On the south side, an earlier house fire at 104th and Prospect. Good news in Palos Hills, southbound LaGrange has reopened from 95th to 107th following a crash investigation. On the outbound side of the Eisenhower Ed Morgan, IDOT crews clearing a stall from the right lane. Good news on the Dan Ryan. Outbound at the Stevenson, IDOT crews quickly removed a rollover crash. No residual delays. Inbound Dan Ryan, some slow spots from the Stevenson to the Circle. Chicago weather currently 57 degrees and partly cloudy. Overnight the low 46. Tomorrow the high 72. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
I am truly and completely an undecided voter.
Sean Hannity.
But I do believe the next Republican nominee will be the next president. I am pretty convinced of that. I hope it to be true. I think the country needs a dramatic course correction.
Weekday afternoons at 2.
Let not your heart be troubled. In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
An AM 560. The answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month, it was the furnace. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance or system breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your money because they pay your covered repairs for you. Your heating, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. For helpful free information, call American Home Shield at 1-800-700-1134. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, home appliances and systems do break down. So why not get a home warranty and let American Home Shield pay covered repair bills for you? For helpful free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton. This part of our show is brought to you by Coco 5 All-Natural Coconut Water, developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. Ted, welcome back. I want to go back to the Boston Bruin days. Again, you were mentioning your father playing in 1926. He played from 1926 to 1940. He won two Stanley Cups, won four Hart trophies as the MVP of the league in 33, 35, 36, and 38. I'd have to say that he was running the gambit there. His jersey was retired. His number two was retired with the Bruins, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 47. Also in the Saskatchewan Hall of Fame, Canada Sports Hall of Fame, the American Hockey League Hall of Fame, and it just doesn't end. Then he won the Lester Patrick Award for his service to USA Hockey. Let's talk about going back to the Bruin days when Art Ross, I mean, he had to treat him like he was a premier player, and I know Art Ross had a little song that was played when your father would come onto the ice last, being on the ice. Hail to the Chief, and your father used to wear a cape. What can you tell me about that?
I can't tell you from firsthand knowledge. What I've heard is that a little bit, not a lot, because Ed wasn't this way. He'd wear a cape to come on the ice, skate around, go and leave the cape, and then do his warm-up type thing. That's as much as I can tell you about the cape story.
And what about the music coming on?
You know as much about that as I do.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like they were trying to play him up, and not only was that possibly happening in Boston, but I know that the New York Ranger owner at the time, or actually would have been the New York American owner at the time, had a wanted dead or alive poster slapped up on the street poles in New York when your father used to come to New York because he knew that he'd be selling that building out.
I don't doubt that at all. I think that could very well be. I've heard that story.
Because the famous referee Red Story, since we're on that subject, said that Eddie Shore was hated in every building, but because he was the very best on the ice.
I have to agree with that. I have to agree with that. People didn't like him because he was tough. He, as I said before, he asked no quarter, I give no quarter. And you got in his way, you know, that was your problem.
The same type of thing's been said about Ted Lindsay, and Ted Lindsay has always said that when he didn't get the boos in an opposing building, he wasn't playing very well.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
And I've met Ted Lindsay, and he's a great guy.
Yeah. Going back to Milt Schmidt, I brought his name up earlier in the program. He said, in a quote, "You would shake in your boots when Eddie Shore would approach you. He would never call you by your first name. It was always Mr. Schmidt. Or if he forgot your name, it would just be plain old Joe."
Yep. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was that way. Absolutely.
I hope he never called you just Joe.
No. He didn't call me. He called me Ted.
Did he call you Ted? That's great. That's good.
Yep.
Also, Milt Schmidt said your father, his body was abused after every game where he was just black and blue from head to toe because teams figured out if they can go after your father, if they can stop Eddie Shore, they can stop the Bruins.
That I've heard that too. And don't forget, the equipment in those days was nowhere near what it is today. Nowhere near what it is today. So he was black and blue a lot.
Yeah, especially with the style of play that he played. Let's go to December 12th, 1933, and this is how I started off or finished this last segment, talking about the Ace Bailey incident where your father was suspended for 16 games with the hit or clip upon Ace Bailey. What can you tell me about it?
As I understand it, and I'll try and tell you exactly what my father told me, he said, "Somebody hit me." I don't remember him telling me who. "Somebody hit me. I went down. I got up, and my eyes were a little blurry, and I went after the first guy I saw, who happened to be Ace Bailey. And, of course, he decked him. And after he found out it was an Ace that had hit him, so I don't know what happened after that, but he and Ace Bailey were friends before and after. And so he got suspended for 16 games. And my father and my mother went to Bermuda. I remember that because I stayed with some people in Boston. They took care of me when I was a little guy.
I saw a little bit of footage from a Hockey Hall of Fame segment that Red Horner was on the ice during that incident, and it was supposedly King Clancy that threw the hit on your father, and your father retaliated and went back at Bailey again, like you said, possibly not knowing who did it since he had blurry vision. But Ace Bailey never played again. But our All-Star game today, Ted, that is played at the present, literally came out of a game, a benefit game in Toronto, where the Toronto Maple Leafs became the Toronto Aces, and they played the All-Stars of the National League, and your father happened to be on the ice.
That is true. The first NHL All-Star game was a benefit for Ace Bailey, played in 1934, and my father was one of the players. And there's a picture somewhere. I saw it in a program, in an All-Star program, of my father in that uniform of that game and Ace Bailey shaking hands.
And you just sold that uniform not too long ago.
I sold that uniform. I sold that jersey about 10 years ago, 10 years ago. Yeah.
And you just didn't want to hold on to it, huh?
Well, I thought it would be better for somebody to, I mean, it was sitting in a, along with a couple of other jerseys, of his jerseys, was sitting in a trunk. And there was nothing, you know, it wasn't doing anything. And I said, somebody's got to enjoy this. So I auctioned a lot of stuff, and three of those three jerseys were what I auctioned. Some of the things that I auctioned off, yes.
And with the last thing with the Ace Bailey incident, do you think your father was ever just haunted with that whole situation? Did he just want to get away from it for what happened to Ace Bailey never playing again?
I don't know. I don't know. I would assume that it would bother him a little bit because he didn't hit the guy that hit him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would bother him more than I think anything else. But I don't think there was a big problem that way with Ace, no.
Yeah, and I have seen that picture where they're shaking hands and your father continued to play and Ace did not, but it's just it's a historical part of the game, and it's just a sad part that one was never able to go on.
Right.
So I'm sure that had to bother your father a bit, and your father continued to play, and he played that rough style, and there's one part of the game that has changed dramatically. You get ejected for a couple of majors today, but your father still holds the record for 5 major fights in one game.
5, that's right. Yep.
That's crazy.
5 fights, wow.
I guess he wasn't well-liked throughout that game.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right, absolutely.
Yeah, and your father's brother, your Uncle Aubrey, also played professionally.
Yes, he did. In fact, I think he played for the Bruins a little bit. I don't know how much, but I remember seeing him in a Bruins uniform with Ed at one time.
And I think he just had a much shorter career, like 3 or 4 years that I looked up.
Yeah, right.
So you weren't able to actually see him play either.
Correct. I did not see him play.
Well, I definitely want to come back in this next segment, Ted, going back to his American Hockey League days when he took over the team. And, I mean, he's known as a mythical man, not only on the ice, but as an owner, as a player. And I definitely want to cover a lot about the American Hockey League, which I'm sure your father was quite proud of, because there's a lot of Calder Cup wins there.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
We're going to be back after these messages. I am with Ted Shore, the son of the great Eddie Shore. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
so, the Republicans are starting to figure out who they want to try to take back our country in November 2016. They need to stay focused on the goal. Rather than tear apart the party and bring down the candidate they don't want, Republicans would be smart to focus on what's truly important. After 8 years of a liberal in the White House, undoing the damage has to be the top priority. Republicans should rally together around that one candidate who is the most electable. Can they do that? We'll find out. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. St. Louis County Police have the man whom they say shot two officers in Ferguson, Missouri last week.
Police have charged 20-year-old Jeffrey Williams for firing the shots. St. Louis County Prosecutor Robert McCullough says there's also a question of whether he acted alone.
It's possible there may be other people who were with him.
The officers were shot following a late-night protest that broke out after a Justice Department report said Ferguson's policing was racially biased.
Fox Radio's Gernal Scott. A cold murder case heats up with the capture of an infamous real estate heir.
Just hours before the finale of the HBO documentary about his life, Robert Durst in custody in New Orleans. Durst arrested by the FBI on a warrant from Los Angeles for the murder of his friend Susan Berman in 2000, just before New York authorities were to question her about the disappearance of Durst's wife, Kathleen.
Fox Radio's Lisa Lacera. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. In South Elgin, there's police activity at the 700 block of Pleasant Drive. In the downtown area, earlier police activity on the Michigan Avenue Bridge over the Chicago River. On the south side, police on scene at 117th and Sangamon. Also on the south side, an earlier house fire at 104th and Prospect. Good news in Palos Hills, southbound LaGrange has reopened from 95th to 107th following a crash investigation. On the outbound side of the Eisenhower at Morgan, IDOT crews clearing a stall from the right lane. Outbound on the Dan Ryan at the Stevenson, IDOT crews quickly removed a rollover accident with no injuries. Inbound on the Dan Ryan, some slow spots from the Stevenson to the Circle. Chicago weather currently 57 degrees and partly cloudy. Overnight the low 46, tomorrow the high 72. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Attention, Second Amendment patriots. Just Target Guns of Libertyville and Lake County just returned from the largest gun show in America with new products. They're fully stocked for home defense and all shooting sports. Just Target Guns, located in Libertyville on Peterson Road, is the place to go for rifles, pistols, antique firearms, ammunition, and all levels of shotguns. Connie Shanahan and the knowledgeable staff at Just Target Guns will answer all your questions, no matter your level of experience, and help discover what you need
need for sport shooting, trap, skeet, target practice, or self-defense. Whether you're a novice shooter or a highly trained professional, Just Target Guns has got your brass covered. Get your FOID card, sign up for firearms training, and conceal and carry classes. Just Target Guns also has a skilled gunsmith on staff for repairs, and firearm appraisals are done in-house. Exercise your Second Amendment rights and set your sight on JustTargetGuns.com. That's JustTargetGuns.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease Hockey Radio and your host, Kenny McCudden. We have traveled back in time with my guest, Ted Shore, the son of Eddie Shore. And I want to move forward, Ted, to his American Hockey League days. Tell me about your father playing in the National Hockey League and also the American Hockey League for the Springfield Indians at the same time.
Okay, I think we left off with Boston. The Bruins said, you got to play for us. And Ed said, I'm playing for Springfield. I'll play for you when I can. Well, he did that a little bit, but they weren't happy with it. So they traded Eddie to the New York Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of them, or the general manager, president, whatever, I'm not sure what he was, of the New York Americans was one of those things. Anyway, that was okay with him, that Ed could play in Springfield and play for them and for the New York Americans.
Okay.
So he did that. And I think in March of that year that he played like 19 games in 24 nights or 23 nights, something like that.
He was playing as many as 7 games a week, and he was playing 40 to 50 minutes at 38 years old.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And then at the end of that season, he just played for Springfield in 41-42. That was 39-40. 40-41, he played for Springfield the whole season. And then in 41-42, he played a couple of games, and then he stopped playing because he had too many other things to do.
And I believe that just it was in his blood so much, it was so difficult probably for him to leave the game as a player.
I would think so. Because he wasn't the coach, but he was the coach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he would work with the players, and he wanted them to play his system, do his drills, and that sort of thing.
And he was very, very demanding and innovative at the same time.
Absolutely.
And he continued to do that all the way to the end.
Right. All the way till he stopped 1967.
Mm-hmm.
When the National League expanded from 6 to 12 teams, and that's a whole other story, but...
And in 1958, Ted, the American Hockey League created the Eddie Shore Award for the best defenseman, and it's great that the name still is out there in the professional game.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled about it.
Well, and I believe there's an Eddie Shore the Fourth playing. Is that right, Ted?
Yes, there is.
Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, he didn't start playing till late, like he was about 18 or 19, and he plays in the local pickup league and games and that sort of thing. But he's doing okay. The third Eddie plays. He's 54, be 55 in a couple of months, and he plays at least 2 games a week, and he does okay. He's coached. He was the assistant hockey coach at Springfield College for about 5 years. He's run clinics. And my younger son, Bob, they're both excellent players. Bobby was a little bit better. And he played up until about 3 years ago when he had heart problems. So he's not playing anymore.
Since we're talking about family, We've got 2 minutes left here. I'd like to talk about your mother and the little bit of history behind your mother as an athlete.
My mother was born in Glasgow, Scotland, came to Canada with her family in, when she was 5 years old, and eventually played basketball with the Edmonton Commercial Grads, which was an amateur basketball team. She played 5 years. She was one of the stars. They were world champs for 17 years in a row.
Incredible.
And a very good athlete. She was also a great golfer and a real good skater.
We've got something in common, Ted. My mother was also from Glasgow, Scotland.
I laugh.
So she was a tough woman because we know how those Glaswegians can be.
Yes, that's true.
And, that's amazing. That's a little bit of trivia there, talking about your mother.
Yes. See, and my father was playing in Edmonton at the time, you know, back then. And somehow they, I don't know, but somehow they met and got together and got married. And here I am.
And she also worked for the team, too, the Springfield Indians.
No.
Oh, is that wrong?
No.
She never did, huh?
No, she took care of me.
Ah.
He took care of Eddie.
So selling programs and that type of thing never happened?
No, she didn't do that.
Oh.
No.
How about your dad? Was he doing that?
He didn't sell programs, but he did everything else. You know, you talk about running a building, promotion. He was involved in everything.
And I do want to get back to that with the Coliseum in Springfield when we do come back. We will be back in a few minutes with my guest, Ted Shore, speaking about the legend, Eddie Shore.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the CTA Brown Line. Loop-bound trains are delayed due to a reported track fire at Armitage. In South Elgin, there's police activity at the 700 block of Pleasant Drive. Earlier police activity in the downtown area on the Michigan Avenue Bridge over the Chicago River. On the south side, an earlier house fire at 104th and Prospect. Good news in Palos Hills. Southbound LaGrange has reopened from 95th to 107th following a crash investigation. Outbound on the Eisenhower and Morgan, IDOT crews cleared a stall from the right lane. Inbound on the Dan Ryan, it's heavy from the Stevenson up to the Circle due to ongoing construction, about 20 minutes to downtown from 95th. Chicago weather currently 57 degrees and partly cloudy. Overnight, the low 46. Tomorrow, the high 72. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and 2 sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house, and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-979-4336. 1-800-979-4336. 1-800-979-4336.
877-979-4336 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
AM 560, The Answer.
Thank you for joining me in the crease. I am your host, Kenny McCudden, skating and skills coach with the Chicago Wolves. This part of our show is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. We have had a terrific show tonight with Ted Shore, the son of Eddie Shore, and I want to really, really go through some years here, Ted, where we are talking about your dad owning the Springfield Indians and running the building. And I know your father gave an awful lot back to the game as far as with kids programs. And I read a story that Jack Butterfield, who was the GM of Springfield at the time, your father and Jack, and Jack moved on to become the president of the American Hockey League for years, they implemented a program in the Coliseum for kids on Saturday to play hockey. What did that mean to the Springfield area for hockey in general?
Well, Ed figured that if the kids could get involved in something, they could keep them off the street corners. In other words, be involved in something. And he figured hockey's a great game. So he did the, on Saturday mornings from about 7 in the morning till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we had a junior hockey program we called junior hockey, Greater Springfield Junior Amateur Hockey League for kids 10, 12, 12, 14, 14, 16. And they played 30-minute running time games. And that's worked out real great because the kids had something to do, and they learned about hockey because we had clinics, and we gave lessons, clinic lessons, that sort of thing, not only boys to girls, too, because girls were interested in skating.
Mm-hmm.
So we did both, and I played in that league when I was 10. I played 3 years in that league,
mm-hmm.
So before World War II. So it was, and it ended up talking, it ended up with kids becoming hockey fans also. So that was an offshoot of the game. Now, Ed provided the ice and the building at no charge. Jack and I ran the league. We had volunteer linesmen and referees.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And Jack took care of time, took care of the statistics and all that kind of stuff. And we, after World War II, Ed, we went, instituted the junior program again, and Ed went, said, okay, everybody's got to have 14 people to play. Three lines, two sets of defense, and a goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have 14, you didn't play. Because he wanted everybody to participate, and people, they had to play as equal as possible. And it was a great program. I ran into people even now, that say, I remember when I played in that junior program over there, and a guy says, and I'll run into another guy, and he says, you gave me a penalty for trip, and I remember that, that sort of thing. And it just makes you feel good that people did that. And the other thing is, not often, but there were some of those kids that played in our junior hockey program got a college education because of hockey.
That's great.
Which was, they wouldn't have gotten if it wasn't for hockey. So
yeah, and in 1953, your father coached a group of all-stars from the area in Springfield for 3 weeks. He gave his time, and he paid their expenses to go to a national program.
You want me to tell you about that
sure.
one?
Sure.
Okay, a guy named Romeo Sear, who was involved in youth hockey, came to Eddie one day, and he says, I would like to send a team, and I don't remember whether it was 12, 14, or 14, 16 kids. I don't remember. He said, I want to send them to the Nationals. We can go. And Ed says, so what do you want from me? He says, I need $300. Ed reached in his pocket and gave him $300. He says, but don't tell anybody.
Hmm.
You know, he didn't want people to know that he did things like that. That was
that was private matters for him.
Yes, that was his. You know, I mean, he didn't want credit for stuff like that.
And throughout Massachusetts, for the best high school defenseman, there is the Eddie Shore Award to this day.
No, it's for the greater Springfield area.
Oh, just in your area alone?
Just in our area, just in the Spring. It's a trophy and a $500 scholarship to the best defenseman.
So he bottom line, he gave a lot of his time. He gave money towards kids' programs, and he kept kids off the street corners, and that's where that Saturday morning until late afternoon program started.
Right. The other thing that happened, and people tell me about this all the time when I run into them, on Saturday nights usually, and it could have been on a Friday night also, when the Indians were playing, there was a preliminary game, and it was two teams from the Greater Springfield Junior Amateur Hockey League, and they'd get in for nothing to the game and see the game, and they'd play a preliminary game, you know, regular 10 minutes period game. And the kids remembered that, and that was a thrill to a lot of those kids.
That's amazing, Ted. We're going to be right back. You've been listening to In the Crease Hockey Radio with your host, Kenny McCudden. We will be back with my guest, Ted Shore, after these messages.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5, hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month, it was the furnace. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance or system breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your money because they pay your covered repairs for you. Your heating, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. For helpful free information, call American Home Shield at 1-800-700-1134. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, home appliances and systems do break down. So why not get a home warranty and let American Home Shield pay covered repair bills for you? For helpful free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134.
AM 560, The Answer.
You are back with In the Crease, and I am Kenny McCudden, your host. My guest for tonight has been Eddie Shore Jr., and I've always been fascinated with Eddie Shore, the player and the man off the ice. Ted, how would you describe your father as far as the way he left the game?
I think he left it better than it was before. One of the things that people have said to me, and not only fans, but hockey people have said, he was way ahead of his time, you know, 20, 30 years ahead of his time with what he was doing and how he was doing it and that sort of thing.
With myself being a coach and teaching skills, I know what I've read and heard from players that played underneath your father. He always seemed to be a teacher. I've studied film with your father's skating stride, and they called it the crouch back then. And he actually called it a chair position, which is still used to this day. And his methods were legendary. What do you know about the Russians following his hockey X's and O's, as they would say today?
In I think after World War II, Ed had was having a practice at the Coliseum, and some of the Russian people from the Russian hockey program came over and were watching, and they studied what Ed was doing as far as his skating is concerned, as far as where people were supposed to be on the ice and how they did it, and all that sort of thing. And then they went back to Russia and started teaching these things. I mean, that's what I understand is what happened. And they were there. The players are still great players from Russia.
Oh, and that's the truth. And I heard you'd actually teach skating to players after a practice was finished when he was the owner of the team.
Not only after, before and during. He would, because he did drills. He used to call them exercises, but they were really drills as to what to do, how to skate, and what drills you can do to make you a better skater and therefore a better hockey player.
Tell me if these are true, Ted, that he would tape a player's hands to their stick if they skated around with one hand on the stick.
Yes, yeah, two hands on the stick. Can't play with one hand, two hands on the stick.
What about strapping up a goaltender's arms to the posts if he was dropping too much?
No, 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 that's a falsehood. He wanted the goaltenders to be upright to stay on their feet so they could make a stop and then move to make another stop, but not the way they do the butterfly thing that we do now. His goaltenders were on their feet type people. No, he did not tie them to the goalpost and that sort of thing, or the crossbar. Didn't do that. Now, one of the things he did do was he had a bar about the height of the goaltender's middle of the back, and it went from one goalpost to the other on a semicircle so that the goaltender would move in that direction rather than right across the ice. From goalpost to goalpost directly, you had to go around.
Ted, you're just trying to also make sure that your father's name is still out there, whether it's in Massachusetts or throughout North America, and I know what that means to you, and I think it should be out there, and this is why I did this show. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely. I'm thrilled that you're doing this show. I'm thrilled you're doing the show about hockey. I think that's absolutely fantastic, and to include Eddie Shore in this thing is just a dream come true.
Ted, I want to thank you for your time and your trust in making this program possible. It's been a pleasure. And I want to thank my producer today, Debbie Schreiner, for passing me the puck all night long. This has been an incredible show, and it means an awful lot to me that you did this. And I am Kenny McCudden, and I could be reached at icecompanyhockey.net. We will be back next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that.